All right, look in your Bibles, the book of John today, John chapter number 6, and we're going to read several verses here, and then we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart, and I am thankful for one more opportunity to stand and open the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord for His Word. You pray this morning, the Lord enable us as we preach. I'm like everybody else, been battling with allergies, and so our voice is a little weaker than normal. You could give us a little trouble today, but you pray the Lord enable us, and I'd greatly appreciate that from the depth of our heart. John chapter 6, you will enable stand this morning. John chapter 6, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1. John chapter 6 and verse 1. The Bible said, after these things, Jesus went over the sea of Galilee, which is the sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples and the disciples, them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for mercy and for grace. Lord, I thank you for every song that's been sung. Thank you for each one that has assembled together today. I pray now for just a few minutes, strengthen my voice and my body. I pray you anoint me by the Holy Ghost that I might preach the message you've laid upon my heart. Give the people hearing ears and receptive hearts today. Save that soul that's lost, and everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 9 this morning, where the Bible said, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? How to preach the Lord helping me just a few minutes on this subject of Lord hears my basket. Lord hears my basket. Now, I know very familiar verses that about every one of us been saved any length of time. We are familiar with the feeding of the 5,000. But I began thinking this a while back now. I've been preaching some on the road out of the text, and my mind went to this thought and this verse that this lad brought his lunch. I had to hear the Lord expound heavenly things and perform miracles. And he was prepared by bringing a basket lunch, if you please, that he'd be able to stay as long as the Lord wanted them to stay. Now, I can give you good news one thing. You won't need a lunch today. Amen. You can leave to get lunch. Amen. I'll just give you a thought or two and be done. But there are four things that I began thinking about this lad does around his basket concerning the lunch a little bit, and I'll be done. The first thing I want to say, it's small. For the Bible said it's 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? 5 barley loaves to feed 5,000 men, not counting the women and children who were there, and 2 small fishes. Now understand this as you look at what he has in his basket, that it is small. Matter of fact, it said 5 barley loaves. Now you say, well, preacher, what's the big deal about that? Well, in the Bible, there is great distinction between wheat and barley. Wheat was the best. Wheat was the good stuff, if you please. And how the barley was cheap and inexpensive. Barley that was used to feed animals. It was also considered the food of the poor. It was a coarse thing and ordinary. And so we just got barley loaves, and he said 2 small fishes. Now, sometimes if we're not careful here in America, we over-Americanize the Bible. Did you hear me? We get thinking how we do things. And it ain't that case in Bible days. And these small fishes, these are not big mouth bass. They're not trout. They're not catfish. We're talking fishes the size of sardines. That's right. Little bitty fishes. That this boy, what else would a boy bring? A little boy can't brought all the food of a man. He's a lad, the Bible says. And so we're talking biscuit-sized loaves and 2 small sardine-sized fishes for his lunch. And Philip and the other disciples looked at it and said, what are they among so many? Can I say something here? I thought, Lord, here's my basket. When we look at ourselves sometimes, we think, man, I'm insignificant. I'm ordinary. I'm too small. Lord, you can't do nothing with me. Lord, you don't want to do nothing with me. And then the world chimes in and said, man, you're useless. You'll never amount to anything. There ain't nothing impressive about you whatsoever. But here's the good part. God can take that which is ordinary. God can take that which is insignificant. God can take that that the world scoffs and mocks at, and he can do a great and mighty things with it. You see, the Bible declares to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and beginning in verse 26, he said, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised have come. God chosen, yea, and things which are not, have to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Hey, understand, God, I can take what the world calls weak, and the world says can't do anything, and never amount to anything, and God can do something with it. I want to encourage you as a child of God to give your basket, give your life 100% to God. Hey, I know how the flesh fights you. I know the world fights you. I know the spirit world fights you. But ladies and gentlemen, God can do something with your life, do something for you and through you. Amen. Hey, I'm glad God specializes taking little things and doing great things with them. Amen. So it's small. Well, secondly this morning, it's also, it's summoned. For you say, well, preacher, where you get that? Well, in Matthew chapter 14, Matthew, Mark, I'll give a reference to this event in Luke, and John talks about the feeding of the 5,000. Well, in Mark's account, here's what he said.
Matthew chapter 14 and verse 17 and 18. And they say unto him, as the disciples speaking to Jesus, and they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And listen to verse 18. He said, that's the Lord. He said, bring them hither to me. They're looking at this basket. They're looking down at it. They don't think much about it. But the Lord said, bring it. Give me the basket of food. I want it. I can do something with this. Hey, can I say to you this morning, the Lord is indeed, for those who are saved, are calling out that you would present yourself to him, that he could use you and do something for you today. You see, the Bible still declares in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You see, the Lord is saying to you who are saved, give me your life. Give me your whole heart, your whole life. Amen. Now, again, the world may not want you, but God does. Amen. Man, I'm glad it's that way. I was raised poor. I was one of those that did not get voted most likely to succeed. That wasn't my place in the yearbook. Matter of fact, I went to public school through the 10th grade, and 11th, 12th, went to Christian school, still wasn't voted most likely to succeed. Matter of fact, my class, and I've been preaching most of my life just about, I preached from 10th grade on, and they would say to, even at the Christian school, quote, Christian school I went to, it's more like a private school that I went to, and they had this little thing they'd say. Now, they weren't saying this to be, to make it seem like I was going to amount to anything. So understand this. And it's at the height of all the televangelist scandals back there in the 80s. They were saying he'll have a TV program one day. They wasn't saying I was going to make it. They wasn't saying you're going to do great things. They were poking fun. They say, you're as crazy and as worse as everybody else on there. Amen. That's what's being said. Hey, sometimes as the world fights and your flesh fights, God, you got to listen to it. Sit still. Be quiet for just a minute and listen. Perk up your ears and he'll say, bring me your life. Give me your life. Give me your dreams. Give me everything. I'll do something with you. Amen. We see this basket was small. This basket was summoned. Now, I don't know if you really grabbed that real good or not. You think about something this minute. God wants to do something with you. Amen. God, listen, God don't need you. Amen. God don't need me. Amen. But he desires to use us. Amen. You do know, hey, he used an angel to announce the birth of Christ. Could he not use the angels to get the gospel out? He could have had he chose to. But he chose fallen man that gets redeemed and uses us to let this world know about Jesus Christ. Oh, he wants to use you. Preacher, I can't do nothing. Or maybe you got some talent. Here's the danger when you got talent is that you use it for yourself instead of giving it to the Lord. Amen. We're in the day of all these TV shows where you can become an instant star if you can get on there and you can win it. But you see, it's all about flesh. Amen. If you do have some talent, you need to give it to the Lord. You can play an instrument, you ought to play it at church and not in a honky-tonk. Say amen right there. It ought to be used for the glory of God, not for the flesh, not for the world. It ought to be used for the glory of God. Amen. Because the Lord's wanting it. Amen. He said, give me your best. Give me your life. I want to do something with you. Amen. We see it's small, it's summons. Then let me say thirdly, it's surrendered. Back in our text, John chapter 6, verse 11, the first part says, and Jesus took the loaves. It's not saying he yanked them out of the disciples' hands, but when they were given to him, he received them and he did something with them. Now, here's where I want to go right here. Just listen to me a minute. This boy surrendered the basket. Now, he didn't say, now, Lord, I saw you do them miracles on the other side of the sea here. I come over here to watch some more of them and brought my lunch. And I find out you're wanting this basket of mine. And Lord, I'm giving you my basket, but I want one loaf and one fish and you have the rest. And the boy didn't do that, did he? He didn't say, I'm holding something back for me and you can have what's left. He surrendered all of the basket. He said, Lord, I'm not holding back nothing for me. I'm giving all that's in my basket to you and let you do something with my basket. He surrendered fully in the account. Again, he probably knew about all these miracles Jesus did. He did not say, well, I figure, Lord, you're about to do something with this basket. You're probably going to multiply and feed everybody, but I want fed first. Did he do that? No. He surrendered that basket. Hey, there's a lot of folk in the church world. They, quote, want to serve God, but they want to have control of what they do. God don't use folk that's doing that. Listen, you always have a hard time till you give all your basket to the Lord. Amen. Surrendered to whatever he wants. Man, I think, talk about people with talent, some folk no talent, and God wants to use us and world looks down at it and then he would call for us to bring our life to him and then to fully surrender. The world looks at that as foolish, but it ain't foolish. It's the wisest thing you've ever done. I've had him preach here twice now, Brother Leonard Fletcher. Great preacher. He's about like Don Farmer. They could pick a nail up and preach on it. I look at a nail and say, that's a nail. Amen. They got a unique way of preaching. And I like it myself. I really do. But the Lord's allowed Brother Fletcher to write songs. And the first he wrote it, he wasn't really sure he even wrote one. But he wrote some words down, stocking shelves at a grocery store, wrote the great song, I'm Not Ashamed. And I believe, if I'm right, 20 years before the Inspirations ever recorded it. 20 years. They're just singing at his church or a meeting he's in. But I was there the night that Joe, we was preaching revival together for Brother Fletcher. And Brother Joe Arthur looked at me, and you know Joe, Joe's just Joe. Held his nose and said, can you hear Archie singing that? That's how the song got to him. Hey, you know what happened? He had what he had, and he gave it to the Lord, and the Lord let it be all over the country being sung. By the way, he also wrote that song, It's Under the Blood. Everybody and their brothers are singing, Walking Down a Memory Lane. He wrote that too. He just been writing songs as God gives. But you know what? That song's made around the world now. It was sung in a competition in Japan a couple years ago. Why? He surrendered his life, what God gave. He gave everything back to the Lord. Listen to me. God can really use you if you'll give him yourself. Amen. You can honestly, you say, preacher, I won't reach all. Well, I don't know who all I'll reach either, but I'm going to reach the ones who can. Amen. I'm really in my heart understand something. Yes, I preach a lot of meetings. Yes, I know a lot of preachers. But you know what? I'm mostly in the corners. I preach more in little churches than I do big churches in meetings. But here's what I say. Listen to me. I'm happy in the corner. I don't have to be in the big field. The corner's just fine. Because I'll let you know this, big farm equipment don't get in the corner too good. And somebody needs to get the corners. Amen. And I just said, Lord, if it's the corner, here I am. Whatever you want, here I am. Amen. God wants to do something with you today. It may be to win your family. It may be to win your neighbors. It may be to make a difference at your school. Hey, wherever it is, you give the Lord your life and let Him use you. For you see, it's small. It's, friend, it is also been summons and surrender. But hey, listen, it serves. For this boy's lunch fed 5,000 besides. That's what Matthew says in Matthew 14, 21. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. That could have been over 10,000 people there that day. And that boy's basket fed everybody, and they get 12 baskets full of leftovers. That's pretty good. You start with one basket. That's small. Amen. Hey, and the Lord said, don't let nothing remain. I want nothing lost. He said, gather everything. That is mind-boggling. That crowd got filled. The scripture lets know they got full. They didn't just get a morsel and just had to do with that. No, they were filled. Amen. Why? Because a boy gave his basket. I wonder what God could do with you if you gave Him your basket. Amen. Hey, I'm not preaching to get loud reactions out of you this morning. You've been quiet, but I've had liberty to preach, but that's okay. You need to hear sometimes more than you need to shout. Amen. Because be real honest, I don't want you to shout about your basket. I want you to give your basket. Amen. It's easy to shout about your basket, but giving it, that's a little different now. Give the Lord your all. I've tried. 32 years in the coming month, been preaching the gospel. May marks 32 years I've been preaching. And I gave the Lord my basket 32 years ago. I said, Lord, here I am. I've been saved 37, but man, 32 years ago, I said, Lord, lock, stock, and barrel, you can have everything. And that's what I've been trying to do all these years. A lot of time, even here today, I ask you to pray because I really want you. My voice is doing fine this morning. Some folks say, preacher, you can't make it long going like you're going. Well, maybe so. But I'd rather wear out than rust out. Amen. I'm going to preach like I'm fighting fire as long as I can. Because I'm going to tell them slowing down. Now, you don't. You just see me for 2 years, you think, Lord, that's the wildest man I've ever been around. You ought to have saw me in my 20s. I'd scared some of you real good. Amen. Oh, but you know what I've been trying to give it all. Say, Lord, you can have every bit of it. I don't want to hold on to nothing. Because by the way, what good is you if you got it here and it just stays here when it's all over? Amen. But when you give your basket, you go to laying up treasure in heaven. Amen. Where it lasts, where it really counts. Amen. Hey, I ain't against people, young men playing football and those types of, that's great. I enjoy watching that kind of thing some myself. But I'm going to tell you something. All that'll be gone one day. That'll be gone. I mean, and matter of fact, except for the extreme sport fan, you won't never be remembered. You hear me? But I want to tell you one thing. God said He won't forget your labor of love in the book of Hebrews. Hey, whether it's 50 years from now, I'm going to tell you this, at when we stand before the Lord, you're going to be glad you gave your basket. Because you're going to find out it carried way beyond what you thought it could. You're touching lives. Please understand that today. And you're going to touch more if you just say, Lord, here is my basket. The Lord wants to use you, child of God, if you present yourself. Father, take a simple thought. Use it for the help of your people. I've tried my best to give them what you said to this morning. Lord, I'm glad your word will never return void. It will accomplish what you please. Help us now in this invitation time. And Lord, everything you do, we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name.